Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Liz with Nationwide with me today. We're going to give you some information on how to save a little money or maybe save a lot of money on some insurance. Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
You've been just traveling around, haven't you? Kind of helping everybody.
I have.
So let's talk a little bit about Nationwide and expanding all the stuff y'all do. I love the commercial. You know, Nationwide is on your side. I think everybody's got that down in their head.
Yeah, they make me sing it occasionally. Yeah.
Everybody. I think everybody knows it. One thing that you enjoy doing is giving people quotes.
Yes.
But let's start from zero ground to, like, when I call you and say, hey, Liz, I got a sweet lady buying a house. Here's her name. What do you do?
I give them a call and, first of all, congratulate them on their new home. And they're always very, very excited and love to tell me why they're moving. And we get down to the details of their personal information, which allows us to pull their insurance score. A lot of people don't know that they have an insurance score. They know they have a credit score.
Talk about that too. We've never talked about that. I'm glad you brought that up. What is an insurance score?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into an insurance score, unlike your credit score is a big portion of it. And it's also your claims history. It's your ability. This is hard to explain, but it's your ability to pay. You're scored on that, how you pay your bills. But there's a lot that goes into that. Insurance companies have to determine what level of risk you are. And your insurance score can be anywhere from an A to an H, an A being the best of the best, and like a credit score, and H being the worst of the worst. So we all hope that we fall in the middle somewhere. But that does determine what rates we quote you.
I have some boat storages. Poor Jeremy's heard me talk about these. They have a big bullseye on them. Because every time a horrible windstorm comes through San Angelo, I don't know if it's where the bridge is at the lake, or what it is, it may just tear right through there and just rip them apart. So the insurance company finally said, no, we don't even want your boat storages ever again. And I don't blame them, to be honest. It was the third time in a row. It literally ripped them to pieces.
Wow.
So that's going to affect my insurance score.
Absolutely.
And really, I had no control over
exactly
that.
Exactly not. Yes, you're exactly right. So, okay. And it is unfortunate. I mean, an act of God, obviously, if you're in your automobile and somebody hits you, that doesn't reflect on your insurance score because it's not your fault. But unfortunately, when your house burns down, of no fault of yours, that does affect everything. And it does affect your rates and it does affect your ability to secure insurance.
So even act of God, it doesn't matter. It's still your
exactly. They you fall into a different level of risk at that point. And it's very unfortunate.
So I understand, because we had one guy, he was talking about credit scores, and I guess people said, well, if I have bad credit, what does it mean about me being able to buy insurance? And he just flat said, you have horrible credit, but you don't pay your bills, but you might be looking for a source to make money, which makes sense too, which I don't know if that's true or not, but that's one reason I guess they have to use credit scores too.
Absolutely. And you know, it could be, as far as in the real estate field, I have a team of just the home team in the insurance field at Lisa Copeland Nationwide that deals with just realtors and lenders and takes care of you guys, mainly in the option period to make sure that customer is a clue report is pulled on the house that they're buying, so they know the history of the claims of that property. And sometimes that property could be ineligible for coverage.
Hey, let's talk about a clue report, because I promise you a lot of people do know what you're talking about.
A clue report is just something that's pulled due to...
They have no clue.
Right. The buyers have no clue. But we do when we pull the clue report on the property that they're buying. And we also pull a clue report on them, which is their insurance score and gives us their history. So two things could happen in the option period of buying a property. The property that they're buying could be turned down for insurance, could be ineligible. So you want to know that as a realtor in the option period, if that's what you're dealing with.
Absolutely.
So that you can move on.
Give some examples what a house would be on a clue report and what would be the negatives, what would be ineligible.
It could be that it's had some penetrating water. It could have had a hot water heater burst and flood the whole house, resulting in a thousands of dollar claim. It could half of it. I've seen this happen where half of it burns and the other half does not. But not just that. It has to be multiple claims.
Okay, so because anybody can have a hot water heater go out.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's happened to me.
You know, or hailstorms. I guarantee
yeah,
that.
No, the roofs.
You can hail no matter what.
The hailstorms, any part of the exterior of the property is typically not counted against that house.
Because
like a new roof.
It's been long enough, but I'm going to tell you, every 8 to 10 years, we're going to have a hailstorm in San Angelo.
Absolutely.
It's not even a maybe.
Right.
You can count on it. You know, when people say, is the roof like 20 years old? I'm going to say, no. How do you know? It's in San Angelo. it's going to be replaced. You can just about count on that.
Absolutely.
So the hail doesn't really count against you.
No, but we go out and pre-inspect. Very, very important that insurance companies pre-inspect the properties before closing so that they make sure that everything is eligible and insurable. But another thing that can happen when we pull the CLUE report is that the buyer could be ineligible for insurance. And you also want to know that as a realtor, that if you're working with a client, they may have a great credit score, but they may not be able to obtain insurance. And if they can't obtain insurance, they can't obtain a loan.
If they can't obtain a loan, most people can't obtain a house.
Correct. Because a lot of times they don't have the cash, obviously, to buy it.
And the only reason, that means they've made a whole lot of claims.
Correct.
And this is one thing I've told people, and I do myself. I have a pretty large deductibles in my stuff because of one thing. And correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I'm asking a question on the radio to you. But if people have little small deductibles, and every time they have any little tiny little thing go wrong, and it's $1,000, $2,000, they claim it, it's going to be ding, 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 which is going to make them maybe ineligible.
Exactly.
Or certainly make the rates go up.
Exactly.
I'm thinking I don't want to make a claim unless it's a big claim. Because want to be dinged, or I don't want my rates to go up.
No, you're exactly right. If you're able to financially self-insure a portion, and what I mean by self-insure is like you're talking about the larger deductibles. Because if you have a larger deductible, then you're not going to be calling us for everything. You're going to be repairing all those little things, and your claims history is going to be zero unless you have a major catastrophe.
And hopefully you don't, but I mean, that's what you really need insurance for.
Absolutely.
You know,
just like major medical. I mean, you know, it depends on what you can afford. And, you know, there's just those people that go to the doctor all the time and use their $30 copay. And then there's some of us that